Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Why do most English people not believe in anything?
Because the Christianity has been corrupted, and because most of the Christian dogmas have become irrational, and because man is moving into the light of scientific achievements, the scientific understanding of the world, when they begin to notice contradictions between biblical statements and the acts of God in the form of nature around them, then they begin to entertain doubts. They say, look here, how could God have said something which is against the nature which He Himself has created? For instance, there was a time when all the Christians, as a dogma, believed that the earth is stationary and the sun revolves round the earth. Later on, at the time of Galileo, it was discovered that no, earth is not stationary. Earth revolves round the sun. And the Christian clergy at that time took such strong exception to it that they told him, they sued him in the court, and they told him to take his words back, or he will be killed for this blasphemy. And unfortunately for him, he did take his words back and bowed to the falsehood. That is the blemish on the character of Galileo, which will never be wiped out. But he was compelled, he was a weak man, so he said, all right, I take my words back. It is the sun which revolves around the earth and not the earth. Let me live on this earth, please. So that is defiance of truth, ultimately, forsaking of truth, not defiance. But remember this, that it is the scientific age, which is referred to as Renaissance, which started sowing the seeds of doubt among the Christians. They started flourishing first under the surface, but yet people were afraid to openly challenge the wisdom of the Bible. But then an age came from which we are passing now, where everything was free to say whatever he pleased. So they started giving voice to their doubts. You understand?
Yeah.